Hello, everyone, and welcome to day number 121 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's so good to have you here with us on this Monday, June the 17th. The reading plan today requires the readings of Job 9 through 15, Psalm number 121, and Proverb number 28. By way of this podcast, I'll be reading Psalm 121, but be sure to read the rest on your own. If you're in need of the Bible in a Year reading plan, click the link that's in the show notes, and you'll be brought to a page where you could print or download it. I wanted to give a little heads up. Over the next couple weeks, I will be traveling pretty extensively. This week, I will be serving as a small group leader at a local campground. It's an overnight camp, so hey, please pray for me as it's going to be a lot of work, early mornings and late nights, but it's all for God's glory. So that'll be this week, and then next week I will be traveling up to Georgia from Florida to preach at a camp meeting. This will be the 197th year that this particular camp meeting will be gathering together to worship and experience revival. So please keep camp meeting in your prayers as well. All that to say that the podcasts that I do over the next couple weeks will be much abbreviated, so don't let that inhibit you from reading all of the prescribed readings. And if you have any questions, I encourage you to go to the Facebook page that's dedicated to this podcast. It's called Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve, so that you could ask questions, share insights, and anything else that comes to mind. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Psalm number 121, a song of ascents. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from Yahweh, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Yahweh is your keeper. Yahweh is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Yahweh will keep you from all evil. He will keep your soul. Yahweh will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forward and forevermore. Gracious eternal God, we give you thanks for this time together. We ask that you set it apart as a holy time. Speak to us through the power of your Holy Spirit and instill your truth within our hearts. May our hearts be a fertile soil to receive that seed of truth, and that it might be watered and nurtured and bear much fruit for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, here the psalmist begins with the statement of lifting one's eyes to the hills. Now, I'm reminded of the time when people would travel on pilgrimage from where they were living to Jerusalem. And no matter where you were in that area, if you were going to Jerusalem, you were going uphill. And if you remember, Jerusalem was God's holy city. This is where the temple was. And this is a place where people would regularly go to offer their tithes, their offerings, to bring worship, and to be a part of a community that remembered those festivals that God commanded. So when you lift up your eyes to the hills, this is a place where you remember God and what God has done for you. The psalm is also a reminder about where we are to turn to when the going gets tough. Some people will turn to other things to self-medicate and make themselves feel better, feel secure, but the true and proper way to receive protection, to receive refuge and strength, is to align your heart to God. God is the source of our being. Remember when God gave his name to Moses, he said, "I am that I am." That is my name. I am the source of all being. We have our being through God and in God. And finally, this psalm wraps up by saying that God, Yahweh, will keep you from all evil. This should be our prayer, deliver us from evil, right? That's what Jesus taught us to pray. Lead us not into temptation or the time of trial. But if you do, if you are brought into that time of trial, which is always useful to build us up and to test our faith, and we ask to be delivered, we know that God will be with us and will help us. And that ultimately, even if evil comes upon us, and it's not the will of God, that evil never has the final say. It is God. God's no to evil, sin, and death were found squarely in the person of Jesus when Jesus was crucified, and victory was shown through Jesus' death and resurrection. So as you continue through this week, lift your eyes up to the hills, align your heart to God's, look to God for your wisdom, your guidance, your protection, your all in all, your source of being itself. Friends, I hope that you enjoyed this time together, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless.